in your undertone is saying, yeah, they don't deserve to live, so let's Israel.
0%.
This is exactly 0%. What I'm saying.
No, that's not what I said.
No, this is what I'm saying.
I asked a question, you're reading into my tone.
You have absolutely no sympathy for the Palestinian killing because
that's not true. Don't put words in my mouth.
No, seriously.
I 100% have sympathy.
Your entrance into this conversation is extremely racist because you say, Arabs have been killing each other. First of all, the Arabs...
So that's Bassem Youssef. And alhamdulillah, Bassem Youssef, who's on the PBD podcast.
Is extremely racist because you say, Arabs have been killing each other. First of all, the Arabs that have been killing each other, these are called either proxy wars or civil wars.
He did a great job. And I want to commend Patrick for finally having someone on to represent the truth on what's happening in Palestine and Gaza.
They're Israelis. For 100 days, they have dropped almost 3 nuclear weapons on an open air prison, and all because of Hamas.
As they say, better late than never.
It is considered as part of the free world because they are secular, because they are democratic, and they are committing war crimes every single day.
I understand Patrick's in a very tricky situation. He's got his good friend and co-host, Zionist Adam. We pray that God Almighty opens his heart to the truth.
I have never seen a secular or democratic country that would actually give contraception shots to its own citizens, to their Ethiopian Jews, and make them not to reproduce. And until 2013, they have confessed doing that. They have been doing this for 10 years. That is not a democratic country.
Because it's becoming more and more clear, more and more apparent. You've got people like Joe Rogan who's seeing really what's going on.
Like, they've destroyed so much. Have you seen the footage, the recent footage?
It's crazy.
Mosques.
It's not
just
good.
Just bombing mosques. Bombing buildings.
It's...
So let's go to this clip on the PBD podcast, and I want to stick with this word, this term that Bassem called Adam out on.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No,
like they're just like poor people killing each other, and we're just like there watching them.
No.
I'm sorry, that dude, I like you, but seriously, your undertone is racist. From the beginning until the end, you are looking at those people as lesser people who have made bad choices, and because they are poor, they are okay to be bombed by Israel.
Now let's analyze this term racist, racism.
I have never heard a secular country, a democratic country, that would kidnap little kids from Yemeni Jews in 1950 and then take them away and then tell their parents that they die. And they did that in order to instill Semitic DNA in their population. That's why DNA testing is not allowed in Israel.
I mean, this is the disgusting word that nobody wants to be called. It's something ugly, and it's something that God hates. I mean, we know beautifully in Islam that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he condemned racism as a very authentic saying of his. He said there's no difference between the white and the black, the Arab and the non-Arab. What separates us is our piety, our closeness to our Creator, our God consciousness. But we see this as a pattern. We see when you start taking a deep dive into this, you have prominent Jewish Israelis who are calling this ideology that the co-host there, Adam, is upon. This is a racist ideology. It's not coming from me. It's coming from actually Israelis, Jewish people. Let's look at, for instance,
Zionism. Is racism. Israel cannot be both. Israel is either a racist Jewish state or it's a democratic state for everybody. And that's what I would like Israel to be. I'd like a democratic solution, one state with equal rights for all its inhabitants. Your organization, Human Rights Watch, issued a report last year about Israel, mm-hmm. and the conclusion was it is an apartheid state.
You had a Rabbi David who was sharing his story. He was here, a guest of mine on the Dean Show, Rabbi, and he went down to Israel and he narrates this story.
And there was a little boy, maybe 6 or 7 year old boy, bleeding from his hand. He must have cut his hand on a broken bottle, bleeding and crying. And there was 2 policemen there. So I went to the boy and I said, you know, come with me. And I took him to the policeman, and I said to the policeman in Hebrew, help this boy. And they said to me, why are you talking about? He's an Arab, you know, just get rid of him. So that was my first experience.
I just replaced the term Arab with Jew. Imagine that.
He's an Arab, you know, just get rid of him.
We'd all agree that's disgusting. That's racist. And the rabbi, he went into cognitive dissonance for a long time. This is probably what's happening to Adam, when you get in a state, the truth is coming to you, and now you don't want to accept it, and now you're in this state, right, in cognitive dissonance, and you can't accept the facts that are coming to me. So that's why if a person is sincere and they want to know the truth, they need to take a deep dive. And he's talking about getting his facts. Well, we would say these aren't facts that you're getting from Fox News.
Every morning I read credible sources, Wall Street Journal, Fox News.
He's getting the stuff from mainstream media, propaganda machine. He needs to go outside of the mainstream, okay, that has a certain narrative propaganda that they're pushing. You got to go outside of that box.
Israeli baby's name.
I think that story was refuted, wasn't it?
It was refuted many times.
It wasn't real.
It was the biggest story.
What's your point?
There's also an individual that I really nominate to be on this PBD podcast. Patrick, I'd love to have him to make the connection. So you have Miko Pilid. He's the general's son. He was Special Forces for the IDF. Father General in the Israeli army. He's also using this word, racist. He's also exposing this. Let's hear what he has to say about this.
Zionism is a racist ideology. The state of Israel is founded on a racist ideology. Israel is an apartheid, racist, violent regime that has taken over Palestine. That is how we need to talk about it. I didn't learn about Zionism in a college course. I didn't learn about Zionism from a book. My grandfather signed the Israeli Declaration of Independence. I grew up in Zionism. I know what Zionism is. And I reject it completely. You have to reject Zionism if you have a conscience. To be proud of being a Zionist? What else is he proud of? Being a pedophile? I mean, what is next?
Again, it's a very ugly word. It's an ugly, disgusting word. And this is the root of the issue. So if you're connected with this state here, you're connected with it, then do we have a right to ask? I mean, is this something that is a part? We can't open your heart to see, but is this a part of your ideology? It's a pattern. We're seeing many people, former Zionists and others who are coming out, and they're using this term. They're saying this is what it is.
Because Israel is for Jews since the beginning of the Bible. That's number one. Number two, the Arabs have no right to be there.
They are forcing us to kill their children to defend our children.
And we can't say this is the only democratic state and da-da-da-da and paint this picture, this fairy tale picture. And then you see how even Christians are treated.
Recently, Israeli Channel 13 reporter Yossi Eli went undercover as a priest for a day. Dressed in a robe, he walked through the old city with Franciscan Father Alberto. In the first 5 minutes, he was spat at 5 times by Orthodox Jewish Israelis.
This is the situation here. Christians and Muslims are suffering. It's not justice in here. It's not democracy in here.
We are treated like a low class people here in this country, in Israel. We face all kind of discrimination everywhere, wherever we go.
You are asking Israel if it treats Christians or Muslims different. No, it's exactly the same. We are under the same occupation.
You don't have like a human being rights.
And is this all Christians generally, or?
Anybody who is like not Jewish, I think.
And our friend Patrick, he's Armenian, Assyrian also, and we see how they're treated. There's no holding back even on them also.
Those religious extremist Jews, they don't want us, basically. They tell us every time, we don't want you, get out of Israel, and we don't want to, this is our land. We don't have any problem. They have problem, not only with Armenians, all other religious, non-Jewish, like Muslims, Christians, Assyrians.
Not to mention Muslims.
Here, get the out of the country. This is Jewish country only. We don't need Muslims here.
So when you see these clips, they're all over there. You know, the truth is coming out. You're not going to get this from the Fox News. You're not going to get this from the mainstream source. You're going to have to go outside of it for people like Adam and others.
There was a woman that whose name is Dalia. She came out on an Israeli podcast and she said that everybody in the kibbutz were died, and then we went out and we say that the Israeli tank, the one that fired on the whole kibbutz.
This is bullshit stories. All right. You think the IDF is just coming in and then just spraying down kibbutzes? That's like saying American troops are just coming into a conflict here and just spraying down fellow Americans.
It's called the Hannibal. It's bullshit. It's called the Hannibal Protocol. Look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up. But...
לא יודעים, נפגעו חטופים בשלב שהתחיל ירי של מסקרים וכתממים על הגדר, כשראו את המסות שנכנסות ויוצאות.
נועל כחני בלב על זה בכוונה, אז אם הופעל אז הוא הופעל בכוונה, אם נפגעו חטופים במקרה זה משהו אחר.
נועל חניבל כנראה הופעל באיזשהו שלב, כי ברגע שהבינו שיש חטיפה, אז הם מיד אומרים, חבר'ה, זה חניבל. אבל בחניבל שאנחנו התאמנו עליו כל ה-20 שנה האחרונות, זה רכב שיודעים מאיזה נקודה בגדר הוא נכנס, מאיזה רכב, באיזה צד הוא נוסע, ואולי אפילו על איזה ציר הוא נע. פה זה היה חניבל המוני, זה היה המון המון פתחים בגדר, ואלפי אנשים על כל סוגי כלי הרכב למיניהם, שהיו גם עם חטופים וגם בלי. זה היה משימה בלתי אפשרית לזהות ולעשות מה שעשו. אני יודע שמי שהיה לו חימוש ביד, כתממים והמסקרים, עשו את כל מה שהם יכלו, בלי שליטה, בלי תאום.
ואנחנו פרוצים ליישוב, לוקחים תנופה עם הטנק, שובים בשער הצהוב. ומתחילים לדהור לכיוון ההכוונות עם, עם הכוונות ידיים של אותו חייל, והוא מצביע לי לטוב ואומר לי, תראי לשם פגז, יש שם מחבלים. אני שואלת אותו בחזרה, יש שם אזרחים? הוא אומר לי, לא יודע, תראי לשם פגז. אני מחליטה לא לראות שם לשם פגז, אנחנו מדברים על יישוב ישראלי. אני יורה אש מקלעים לכניסה של הבית.
כמו שאנחנו מגיעים לבארי, וכבר בצומת אתה רואה שם שברי מכוניות ואזור קרב.
כדי לתאר לך את הסיטואציה, אתה יושב בקיבוץ בתוך מדינת ישראל, שאני מטייל שם בשבתות עם הילדים באופניים. אתה כל דקה יורד עליך טיל, כל דקה. פתאום אתה רואה טיל ממסוק, שיורה לתוך הקיבוץ. זאת אומרת, לא הבנתי. מסוק צהלי יורה לתוך קיבוץ ישראלי, ואז אתה רואה טנק נוסע ברחובות הקיבוץ, מצודד את אותך ויורה לפגז לתוך בית. דברים שאתה לא מצליח להבין, ואז פתאום אתה קולט בצד ימין מאות אנשים מהקיבוץ. באיזשהו שלב מאוד מהיר אמרנו, רגע, מישהו צריך להוציא את החבר'ה האלה מפה, כי זה לא הגיוני.
כי נופלים טילים וכיורים.
אזור מלחמה. עכשיו, בסוף הם יצאו מהגיהנום הזה בתוך הקיבוץ, ומה, יחטפו טיל בכניסה לקיבוץ? כי מה? כי מחכים למי? זה לא היה נראה לנו הגיוני בתור הורים לילדים.
And you're going to have to listen to people who were also putting their neck on the line, like the Miko Pilitz, the Jewish historians and Jewish academics and Israelis who also, their humanity is on. Their humanity is on, and they're like, hey, we don't stand with this.
This whole idea about making it's all or none, no. Israel have actually done a lot of criminal activities that a lot of Jews do not agree upon. And a lot of the people who go out in New York, in Brooklyn, in Los Angeles, these are Jewish people shouting, not in my name. Many of those people are actually Holocaust survivors, like Gabor, who was like a very famous Holocaust survivor himself, and he say, Israel is a Zionist, terrorist, apartheid country. So if you think like I'm saying this because of my Muslim or Arab background, listen to the other Jews. They're saying that Israel is the criminal here.
So Bassem Youssef, he went to the root. He saw past, you know, he saw the questions being put out, and he saw the underlining root issue, what it was all about. And this is that racism that comes out, and we're seeing the true face of people, and we see, I mean, the people of humanity, people who are seeing Vinny's humanity is on. You can see even,
and this is my thing from the beginning, it's the children, it's the 8,000 to 9,000 children.
And the co-host there, the other co-host, he stepped up, and in many situations he's also questioning. He's like, look at the kids, look what's happening to the kids. What you have the majority of kids who are being blown to smithereens.
How many people are you going to continue to kill in order to get your revenge?
All right, guys, so I just wanted to touch upon that real quickly, this point here. And I don't really see anybody who calls himself a Christian who espouses many of these verses from the Bible. Love your neighbor, turn the other cheek, you love your enemies, blessed are the peacemakers. And you have all of these teachings of Jesus, peace be upon him, calling him the Prince of Peace. But I think here, I really recommend people watch the program I did with an elder pastor who kind of dismantles and talks about how this came about, the support that Christians, because there's more Christian Zionists, how they fell into this propaganda with the Scofield Bible, dispensationalism. He goes into the history, and then you had this con man who went to jail, came out, and all of a sudden he got his DD, the Cyrus Scofield, and he got funded by the Zionist Organization of America. Then they went out and they printed over 1 million copies of the Scofield Bible, and in there the exegesis of certain verses, whoever blesses these, bless, whoever curses these, curse, and that's the bread and butter of it, and many other verses from the Bible. He translates these, connecting it to the modern state of Israel, and these fake prophecies.
Is the third temple being rebuilt? I don't have to guess about this. First of all, let's look at Bible prophecy.
Pushed prophecies that have nothing for the first 1800 years to do with anything of Christianity. So when Christians know this, when these things can get unpackaged and they can see that this really has nothing to do with Christianity, these are things that were conjured up, and these are fake prophecies. This is not anything to do with real Christianity. Then they would be more inclined to show sympathy and support rather than supporting a modern day genocide that's happening. May God Almighty open the hearts of the people and help them to see clearly, as many are starting to see.
Now look, I used to be a Zionist. As you mentioned, I'm a Holocaust survivor. Zionism was very important for me as a salvation of the Jewish people, until I found out that the state was founded based on the extirpation, the expulsion, and multiple massacres of the local population. And that's not historically controversial.
So this is something that's very important to look into. I'll have if you want to watch that video, we're going to have it here. Check this out for our Christian friends and neighbors so they can go ahead and get out from under this deception, this programming that they've been hit with. And that's why they're feeling it's a part of their creed, their faith, to support something like this when it has absolutely as the pastor, my guest, came on, has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Subscribe so you don't miss any of our future videos. Hit that notification bell. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
We've been told that they're out to kill us all.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We went to the streets to ask Americans about Islam. Here's what they said. Do you know anything about Islam?
No.
Do you know anything about Islam?
No, sadly.
Do you know anything about Islam?
Not really.
Do you know anything about Islam?
No, sorry.
Do you know what Islam means?
Islam? No. We've been told that they're out to kill us all.
That's what you've been told, that Muslims are out to kill you all.
Well, that's what they say on TV.
Anything.
I know it's in the Middle East, isn't it?
Well, that you're going to have four wives.
Brothers and sisters, as you can see, there are so many Americans who don't know about Islam. We need your help to change that. Help us to build the Deen Center, the first mega Dawah center in America. Click to donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you. I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeenshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.